This pack of Truma Tishna Vo, we are continuing the halachas of Truma that can mix into Chulin. If it gets mixed into less than 100 of Chulin, the whole thing becomes Asa. So that's Truma Shanachal Tovos Mimea Venizma'u. Nizma'u means that the whole mixture became Asa. But the point of discussion over here is that now we have, let's say, one fill of Truma that fell into 89 parts of Chulin, so we have 90 units. 89 are Chulin, one is Truma. Now, how do we relate to this whole mixture? To relate, this mixture is only 1/90th of Truma. So, what happens to this whole mixture? Nafol, menamaduma lemokamata, part of the meduma. Part of this mixture fell into another place. So Relezoina Medamat Ketrumas Vadai. He says a chiddush that we look at this mixture as being totally truma, and therefore, if part of the mixture fell into another place, we have to treat that which fell off as being totally truma, and therefore, you're going to need 100 times that which came out of this mixture. Whereas Chachamim Moimim, a meduma down with the cheshvan, they say you make a cheshvan, it fell into 90, so 1/90th of it is truma, and if part of that mixture fell into another mixture, we treat as only 1/90th of what is falling in now is truma. So you won't need 100 times what fell in. You'll need only another 10 more units, and then you already have enough to be considered 100 connected with that which will do. That's how it fell into the second group. Kamuvan, what the Chacham says is a certain kula also, because we don't know really what is falling from the first mixture and the second mixture. It could be that it's all true, it could be so cool, and it could be part chulin part true, but they say that we treat it as if it's a homogeneously mixed mixture, and whatever falls into the other place is only acid, okay. The percentage of truma you had in the first mixture. The same idea is if you have truma a dough of truma which became sour to it and was used to leaven a bread, so the whole bread is also, if you took this dough of truma and you mixed it with regular dough until the entire thing was transformed into the sour dough, which can leaven bread, so also since it's now all mixed together, and some you took some of that mixture and you put it into a bread, we make a cheshbon also that we don't look at it as this entire thing, this entire sourdough is truma, but we go by the percentage of truma in the original sourdough, and that's the percentage of truma you have in the next mixture. And also the same thing, water which has been drawn, if the mikveh is not a full mikveh yet, and three lugim of drawn water falls into the mikveh, part of the mikveh. So if you had drawn water that got mixed into regular water that was not drawn, a well water, and that mixture falls into a mikveh. So the Chum say, let's say that entire mixture presently has more than these three lugim, so the three lugim is comprised partly of drawn water and partly of non-drawn water. So since you don't have the entire thing of drawn water, we say two thirds drawn, one third not drawn, that's not enough to pass of the mikveh, because we only have three lugim, and the entire three lugim are not drawn water, and therefore the mikveh would remain kosher.